This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems. We hope you enjoy today's offering for Poem a Day, unarchived from the public domain, and presented by the Academy of American Poets.
Moonlight on Manila Bay by Fernando M. Maramag. A light, serene, ethereal glory rests, its beams effulgent on each crestling wave. The silver touches of the moonlight wave, the deep bare bosom that the breeze molests, while lingering whispers deepen as the wavy crests roll with weird rhythm, now gay, now gently grave, and floods of lambent light appear the sea to pave. All cast a spell that heeds not time's behests. Yet not always such the scene. The din of fight has swelled the murmur of the peaceful air. Here east and west have oft displayed their might. Dark battle clouds have dimmed the scene so fair. Here bold Olympia, one historic night, presaging freedom, claimed a people's care. About this poem. Fernando M. Maramag's sonnet, Moonlight on Manila Bay, first appeared in The College Folio. In Our Scene So Fair, Filipino Poetry in English, 1905-1955, Gemino H. Ibad, University Professor Emeritus at the University of the Philippines, Diliman, writes that Maramag was only 19 years old when he wrote Moonlight on Manila Bay. It should perhaps have been sunset over Manila Bay, because foreigners often rave over its splendor. But the poet chose moonlight, not because it is more romantic, but because, as the poem suggests, it is under cover of darkness, more precisely by duplicity, that foreigners wrest our country from us. Perhaps, too, the sonnet's line, "the deep bare bosom that the breeze molests," hints at sexual violation as a metaphor for colonization. The subversion in Maramag's poem may well have been unintended. But, in our reading now, a people's care turns ambiguous with ironic edge, hanging upon a grievous doubt America's duplicitous claim to benevolent assimilation. In any case, Maramag's insistence on our own scene so fair in fact becomes, over a century of writing in English, from 1905 to 2005, a chief motive and inspiration for the Filipino poet. For his own scene is nothing less than his lost country, whose physical and spiritual geography it is his task to imagine, and so rediscover.
Poem a Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem a Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.